I'm Sean Power reporting. State Representative Tom Gennery, a Republican from Lamar's representing District 3, took part in his final session as a state legislator last weekend after the adjournment of the Iowa legislature for 2026. Speaking to KLEM, Gennery reflected on his time in the Iowa House of Representatives.
Well, I tell you, I have the deepest respect for the people in Northwest Iowa. They have been very good to me and my family. And I just, it was a real honor and privilege to have been able to represent District 3 in the Iowa House of Representatives. Really, very few people will ever be in the Iowa legislature. There are 150 legislators, 100 in the House, of course, and then 50 in the Senate. But really, percentage-wise, very few people ever do that. And so I feel very fortunate that people supported me. You know, sometimes we didn't always agree, and that's okay. That's what makes our country great, is that we can agree to disagree but still be friends.
Gennery has served in the House since 2019, previously serving as chair of the Natural Resources Committee and serving on the Environmental Protection, Health and Human Services, Labor and Workforce, State Government, and Transportation Committees. During his time in the Iowa House, Gennery led efforts to improve the Iowa dental industry and expand quality dental services for Iowans. He says one of the most notable moments during his time in office was the passing of Iowa's fetal heartbeat law.
That was a really big piece of legislation, and we did that in a special session, and it was pretty contentious. We had a whole lot of people come to the Capitol in opposition to that, and we couldn't go anywhere without a police escort. It got pretty intense, but that's one of the things that I really thought was a wonderful thing for Iowa.
Gennery says working to increase funding for juvenile detention centers was another highlight of his tenure.
You know, we have one in Cherokee, and they got $100,000, and how they work with that amount of money is beyond me, but we finally got them another $50,000, and we had a lot of opposition from Des Moines, but they have a $4.2 million budget, and all the other, there are nine different juvenile detention centers, so we all get $150,000, and they're griping about that. But we finally got that done. So I was glad about that.
He says he'll miss working with fellow representatives on the floor in Des Moines.
Everyone's passionate about their beliefs, and you know they get up and we have some really good debate. But after the vote, we're still friends, and that is nice. And you know we look out for each other. That is one of the things that I'll miss, that, and you know I've made some good friends there, and you know I will miss that. And I got to eat lunch pretty much every day we were there with my son Phil. He's a lobbyist, and so I'm going to really miss that. But I just feel very fortunate to have been able to represent Northwest Iowa.
Gennery's term will formally expire on January 1st, 2027. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.